Skyrim?
Yes, sir.
Would you say that while you're feeding them, or do you have to come to you?
I guess to get them to come to me.
Would you just keep on saying that when you're feeding them?
Just, I guess. Okay. As long as they stay there.
Would you say anything to scatter them?
I don't know.
Get them there, you can't get rid of them. Alright. Say if you wanted to get your horse ready to go somewhere, what would you say that you needed to do to the horse to get him ready? Say you have to, your horse.
Sadly.
Okay. Would it make any difference what you said? Say if you wanted to, you had a buggy and you're going to use him on the buggy, so you're going to
hitch him up.
Hitch him up? Okay. What about the word harness? How would you use that? The harness of the horse?
Yeah, sorry. That would sound like more of a buggy when you put all the straps around him and everything strapping to the buggy. Harness him.
Harness him. Okay. What about when you're riding the horse, the things that you hold in your hand, you call them?
Bridle.
That you kind of direct him with? Is that the line, the things that come back to your hand?
Yes.
That's the bridle? Okay. What are the reins?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yes.
Okay. What about if you're plowing with an animal, the things that come back and you hold on to? You're plowing. Any idea what you call those? You ever heard people call them lines? Or anything like
more.
That, lines? Alright. And the things that you put your feet in when you're riding on?
Stirrups.
Okay. Say if you got two horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the right called anything in particular?
No, sir.
Have you ever heard people use the expression the lead horse?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean to you? Or are you just
hurting? I just, I don't know what it means.
That they call it the
lead horse.
Alright, I'm going to ask you about a few expressions. Say if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
off.
Or it's a little over.
A little bit over.
Okay. Or say if you've been traveling and not yet near through getting to where you're going to, you say you still got a
long ways to go.
Okay. And if something's very common, you don't have to look for it in any special place, you say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. Say if somebody accidentally slipped and fell down. They fell that way. You said they fell
backwards
and that way.
Forwards.
Alright. Say if you had gone fishing and just had no luck at all, didn't catch the first fish, and somebody asked you, well, how'd you do? What would you probably say?
So I didn't catch any.
Okay. Have you ever heard people, anybody where you're from, you say something like, oh, I didn't get there one.
Yes, sir.
How would they say that?
So I didn't catch an arrow one.
What kind of, any particular kind of person would say that?
Yes, sir. The blacks or the people who run a farm or around the water all their life, about much schooling. Right. They all say things like that. All the fishermen and trappers and farmers. And the black, most of the blacks that work around there.
But why could say something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about this expression? Sorry for a schoolboy who's just gotten blistered by a teacher and he doesn't understand why. He might say, well, why is she blaming me? I think wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Or say if somebody's a